Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is
Hello.
Rachel. Hi, good morning. This is Rachel's Family First Care. Is this Mr. Jackson?
Yes, how you doing today?
Good. So, here I'm trying to get an update from the county assistance office on your case, so we can help you. I have them on the other line. They need your confirmation that they can provide information on your case to me. Can I patch you in?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Miss Willis.
Yes.
Hi, I have Mr. Jackson on the line.
Oh, hi, Mr. John Jackson.
You say what happened?
Hello? Mr.
Yes.
John Jackson, is that you? Oh, hi. This is Miss
Yes.
Willis,
Yes.
calling from the County Assistance Office. I just wanted you
Yes.
to, well, I wanted to know if it's okay for me to discuss your case, with Miss
Yes,
Levy.
it's okay to discuss the case.
Okay, that's all I needed. Thank you.
Is it regarding to helping me get my home care?
Yes, because it looks like there's still a couple of things that are missing from the application.
So whatever you gotta do to get it done, I'm trying. Because they got the government shut down, so I can't even get to the store or anything like that. So I'm really trying to get this thing. Well, I'm missing. It should have been on here, but I'm just waiting for them to give me a thumbs up.
Okay, because it
Hello?
looks like you provided Chase. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, it looks like you
Yes.
provided Chase Bank.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, it looks like
You
you
said left.
provided Chase Bank.
Yes. And what happened?
You provided Chase Bank statements, but it looks like within that 5-year look back period, there was also Bank of America and Wells Fargo accounts that were open for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm actually near Wells
Did
Fargo
you
now,
provide
so.
anything regarding those accounts?
I got a letter from Bank of America saying that the account was closed out because I can't get it because I don't have
Okay,
no account there, so they can't. So
do
my
you
niece
have the
gave a letter
letter?
to the county assistant office. She gave the letter to the county assistant office. Wait a minute. She gave a letter to the county assistant office.
Was that recently, or when did she provide that?
Yeah, it was recently.
Like what? When?
Hey, young.
How you doing, man?
How are you?
I'm
You
all right.
that good?
Okay, that was recently.
Yep, that's me.
Like within the last couple of days, recently?
Last week, my niece did it.
Okay,
Cause she
so maybe
emailed
they're waiting to scan it. How about Wells Fargo?
Oh no! What they need for Wells Fargo? Hold on, how you doing? What they need for
What
Wells
it is,
Fargo?
we have a 5-year look back period. So any accounts you had in that time frame, you're either providing the bank statements if it's still active, or you're providing a closure letter if it's closed.
It's closed from Wells Fargo now. I had an account years ago.
Okay, do you
So
have
what
a
they got?
letter from them stating that?
No, I don't have that from the rush.
Okay, so
I mean,
yeah, so what you
I
do is
don't
you
know how I'm
time.
gonna have that, man. It's so hard, man. It's just a lot, man. I've been doing all this, man. I mean, I'm disabled. That's the reason why I'm trying to get home care, man. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. They burning me
No, and
out,
I
man.
understand, and they do. They
Yeah,
make
I
it
mean, I just gotta.
difficult
I
for
don't
what
even.
needs to be
Yeah, it's
done.
making to the point it's
So the
impossible
only
now at this
thing.
point. I ain't gonna lie, it is. It's impossible almost at this point, man. I did everything I could do, man. I got the
No,
five thick bank statements.
we're almost there. I guess what it is, I just need information regarding Wells Fargo
It's
and
just to a
Bank
point
of
where it's whole.
America.
Yeah, and
It's
I'm
to
not.
the. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so
And you
if
said
you
what
have
else?
a closure letter from the closure
I know,
letter
but I
from
said I
Bank of
provided.
America. Okay,
Yes.
so then I just have to wait for that to get scanned to the system. And then for Wells Fargo, if you can contact them to get a closure letter from Wells Fargo, if they say they can't provide you with a closure letter, then you're going to provide us with a note explaining that you no longer have that account and like when it was
Who
closed
us? When you
out.
say us? Oh, you county is. So what do I
The
do? Call
County
this thing number,
Assistance
right? My niece.
Office on Parkside
I know,
Avenue.
but that I know. I know. Do I get my niece to drop it off or send it in there? I don't know what to do. She said she did it. She burnt out.
It
she
can be emailed. It
paid.
Can be faxed.
This is what I'm saying. She don't have. I'm telling her to run around. She ain't getting nothing. She sound like don't. She think I'm lying. I'm being honest. She ain't doing that no more. I don't know if she ain't doing it or she did it already. And they like dead pissed and they ask for something else every time. And they bring she's not even trying to help do this no more. I can't do it. I got shot 5 times, man.
See,
I don't know if that's the first time, but they.
Hello.
Yes, I want them to understand. And do help
I'm
me, y'all.
I'm trying to help.
I mean, they trying to tell me to do something to do it. I mean, I ain't something that I'm not able to do, man. I'm just being honest. I did a two assessment. I got case. I got the closure letter from Bank of America. I ain't got it in me no more,
okay,
man. I don't have time on my hands to do
gonna,
it. Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. I can't talk.
I'm here. No, I'm sorry. I'm working with you. I'm quiet. I want you to say it so I can know. I'm trying to just, you know, I'm done. I'm finished talking. Good.
Okay. So
hello?
What I want to do,
yeah.
The bank. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Okay. So the Bank of America letter you.
Yes.
The Bank of America letter you said you dropped off. I'm going to check for that letter. And then what I'll do is put in the system that that other account with Wells Fargo was closed out. Do you know around when it was closed out?
2022. Around 2022.
Okay. So I'll make a note of that and try to request something on your behalf from Wells Fargo.
All right.
So the
fine.
Bank of America letter, I'm going to see if I can find that in the office. And then try to look at the application again, okay?
All right. And look, when you're done doing that, call me back the day before. Look, if you do it, call me back today.
I'm not calling back again, but, yeah, I can't call back again because I have a lot of phone calls to make. But what I will do is if they have that Bank of America letter, then I can go ahead and process the application.
They should have it by now. I mean, my niece says she did it.
And then you're going to get a notice. You'll get a notice in the mail letting you know what the outcome is, okay?
All right. Yeah, it's been enough time. It's just time to start the process, man. Before I fall out here, man, please help somebody.
Yeah, we don't want that. Okay, so that's where we are with this, okay?
All right. I really appreciate it. Don't think I don't. And I'm listening to you. I just want to go ahead with my day. But I got to find a way until this come on to make provide. I ain't got no food stamps. No, it's hard. I'm working with you.
Yeah, it's rough.
I pray.
It's rough.
Yes. I got this bag of chicken in my hand. I'm standing right here. She's sad. I'm standing in front of the shop right now. They laughing. Here, what's up? I'm waiting for this thing to happen to get resolved these issues so things could go accordingly. At least my niece could be able to go and take me somewhere with a little piece of Social Security I love. I don't have no money in the bank. I don't have nothing. I'm telling you. She's going to help me when she get something going so she can have time. And I'm here.
Okay,
I just wanted to make sure
I return the call, okay?
I appreciate it. I like how you talk.
In the mail.
All right, I see you on your job. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.